Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My heart is full. I'm so proud of our guys, man, because it's something we've been trying to find, right? It's that belief, that resilience that you need. And I'm just so proud of our guys for, and not just the player, I'm proud of the coaches and players. Like, I was just asking them all week, just to make sure we're all in this thing together. No matter how the game looks, everybody just stick together, continue to bring positive energy, right? And we finish with the knockout punch there at the end that we needed.
That was head coach D'Amico Ryans talking after a huge comeback victory where you were down 19, ultimately win 36-29. When he was asked, what are you feeling being a part of this comeback win? It's a hugely emotional day for him for other reasons that we'll dive deeper into, but he lost a good friend and a former teammate of late recently, and it seems like the fellas pulled together to win for themselves, but to win one for the Gipper. So that was a huge game there, and we'll talk more about it as we continue on today's show. But I also want to talk about a young man who is having a little bit of a comeback of his own in a way, right? Like Reed Sheppard, third overall pick a couple years back, in the NBA draft. And being that pick, being such of high regard, people expected him to jump in and really be of impact early. And we haven't quite seen that from his career to the point where there was questions circling around, right? There's questions flying around him. And it feels like this weekend could have been the breakout for Reed Sheppard. Obviously, the Rockets lost against the Spurs on Friday. We'll talk more about that later. But it felt like that a little bit of what Reed gave you in that game, but then also what very much happened in their game yesterday. If you were too busy locked in with the Texans and then in that post-coital high after the comeback victory, you might have missed. The Rockets got a big-time victory on the road against the Milwaukee Bucks, managing to, you know, really figure out some defensive things against Giannis Antetokounmpo and just, you know, really show up well late in the game versus the Bucks. But a really big shining spot for this game, for this weekend really with the Rockets, was Reed Sheppard, who shot 60% from the field combined in those two games. And what did I just say? He shot 8 for 13 from 3?
13, 14, something like that.
From 3 over the two games.
Yeah.
Reed Sheppard looks like he might be finding his level with this team.
Yeah, right, we'll talk about the games, but I do want to mention this because you talk about coming out parties and such. The whole question of can he or can't he, we've been talking about this since the Rockets preseason, and you know what his role is on this team. Can you live after the Fred VanVleet injury with Reed Sheppard playing point guard? I'm telling you, I watched Friday nights. I watched most of yesterday's. Obviously, flipping with the NFL as well. Reed Sheppard is finding his feet. You know, he's finding his way, and it's not just knocking down those shots, which we know he's always done. 8 assists to 3 turnovers in the two games. That's enormous for Reed Sheppard. He had I think 5 steals. You know, playing that role of can he or can't he, and this is what really did it for me. And I know you noticed this. The Rockets.
You don't know what I noticed.
Maybe I don't.
You're not my real dad.
The Rockets have started both these games very slowly. Reed Sheppard comes in, and there starts to be a little more grounding, a little more balance, and a little bit more of sort of, as you often talk about on the defensive side, sort of communication. I think it's a better communication on offense.
He's a little bit of a spark plug.
Yeah.
He is. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you're seeing kind of the – I think I saw our guy Spo mention it. Like, that's the Kentucky. Mm-hmm. That's the Kentucky Reed Sheppard, which mm-hmm. for me feels like he's finding comfort and maybe the biggest C word that you could throw in here, confidence,
mm-hmm.
In what he's supposed to do. There's – and I think it's, some of it is – I've talked about I want to see him kind of be a movement shooter, but some of it is like finding some shots off of the pull-up, yes. especially off of screens. And it's, when you compare it to Reed Sheppard rookie year trying to make him like a true point guard,
mm-hmm.
which maybe might still be in there, I felt like the thing that he dealt with as a rookie was trying to make a decision and knowing when to shoot, when to pass, like when to do what I'm supposed to do. It feels like he's finding that to a great degree. And oftentimes it leans a little bit more towards go and get yours because that's what your expectation is in this offense. And it feels like this weekend he really nailed the balance of that. And I think the team is also finding the perfect ways to set him screens, to give him opportunities to be able to pull up. And I think that is really the big thing for me is I feel like that confidence is there to where he knows when to pull up. He knows when, hey, if I'm coming down, I could pull up this mid-range jumper mm-hmm. with the space that I have.
There was several of them in there. There were yeah. several of the mid-ranges, you know, off the dribble type stuff. And the biggest thing is you don't have to be the point guard, but you can be the point guard when it's essential. You know, he kind of, you know, knowing when and how. To play that role.
Right.
I mean, that's it.
He's not the primary ball handler on yeah. this team. He's not the primary initiator.
But he can be in spurts.
And that's the thing. It's just be effective with your touches
yeah.
and know what you're on the court for, I think, also. Like, when I talk about finding that balance, it trends or it leans towards you are here to knock down shots. You are here to be a threat, knocking down shots. And then everything that else that you can do can stem off of that. You can get people in the air, get people to, you know, attract to the perimeter, and use your ability to connect and pass yeah. off of that. And then also, I think that we're slowly, and I do emphasize slowly, but we're slowly finding him or having him find a level of understanding of what defensively he can do. I think that I don't think he's ever going to be somebody that can really lock down defensively.
Five steals.
That's always been something that he yeah. can do, right? Great yeah. hands. But I think that you need to have those hands within a mm-hmm. context of not being absolutely blown by. And it felt like
yeah.
this weekend he did a better job of it. This feels like he's finding mm-hmm. his spot. And that's huge for a team that, you know, they have some shooting, but it goes to a different level. If you can bring in Reed, like you mentioned, you can feel the difference tangibly when he's on the court and able to knock down
third
shots.
Leading scorer twice.
That's huge.
That's huge.
That's absolutely huge for, I mean, that's the stuff where you start thinking six man question mark, yeah. right? Like those are the things that we typically think about. So I'm really excited to see that from Reed. A lot more from both of these games this weekend, both in the positive and negative, to talk about with these Rockets. We'll talk about that as we continue. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And, of course, we got to return to the huge comeback victory for your Houston Texans over the hated Jaguars. Question of the day, which player or moment etched itself into Texans lore yesterday? Yeah, let's get legacy-wise. 713-572-4610. And enjoy this next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.